access to great music is critical in developing a love of the art form and its traditions. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, that's a premise behind a collaboration between the English Chamber Orchestra and Musicopia, an organization that brings music to young people, especially in areas without other music programs.
Initially shaped by its first patron, composer and conductor Benjamin Britten, the English Chamber Orchestra takes its music all over the world.
You have the preservation of tradition, which has been long passed down.
Guest conductor American Mark Laycock, who now lives in Berlin, studied music in Philadelphia, learning traditions handed down through the years.
My own teacher, Max Aronoff, was in the 1932 class of Curtis. His teachers were from the 19th century, so there were the immediate hands-on traditions from the late Romantics.
I think what's remarkable about Mark's story is that he was someone who had access to this type of music at a very early age.
Musicopia's Erica Van Stone.
And that's really what Musicopia is trying to provide, is access to this type of music across the spectrum in the Delaware Valley.
Connecting with the past, inspiring the musical torchbearers of tomorrow.
So to play Elgar with the English Chamber Orchestra, it's as though you're coming directly from Elgar's hand. And this is what makes for such a remarkable opportunity for the music students of Musicopia to then hear music passed down from composer through the generations.
The musicians of the English Chamber Orchestra also run an outreach program called Close Encounters, which takes music into communities and schools in the UK.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.